We were looking yesterday at Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, where Jesus said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." I tell you, my friend, so many people are wondering why they're not receiving the blessings of God in their life, why they pray and they don't hear and see the results of their prayer. Well, Jesus said, blessed, that means extremely blessed, fortunate, happy, well off for being meek, are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. If you inherit the earth, that includes anything in this life. Now, the meek, we said yesterday, are under control of the master. It's controlled strength. And meekness is the opposite of weakness. Some people think if you're a meek person, you're weak. But actually, you have to be pretty strong to inherit the earth. Meekness is controlled strength. Out of Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23, we see that meekness is a fruit of the Spirit or an attribute of Jesus. Meekness is love's humility. Now, you cannot be meek without being humble. It is impossible. In the Greek, the word meek is praisos, which means this. It is the strength of character or controlled power. The strength of character or controlled power. That's a meek person. Humility in the Greek is tapenos. You can think of that by just tapping yourself on the nose. Tapenos. It means simply this. Always under divine authority. Always under divine authority. Jesus said he was meek and lowly. In other words, he was meek and humble. Jesus said that about himself. Now, if you and I were to say that we were humble, people say, you're not very humble to say that. If you were to say you're meek and humble, people would almost scorn you because a humble person would never say that. We even see where Moses himself wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that he was the most meekest, most humblest man on the face of the earth. So humility must not mean what we think it means. Some people think humility is being humiliated to be humble, but that's impossible. You're just simply humiliated. You're not humbled because humility is something that you do. God doesn't do for you. Someone else does not humble you. They humiliate you, but you have to humble yourself. Humility means this. I'm always under divine authority. Humility is not low self-esteem. It is being under divine authority. A humble person always accepts what God has for them. A humble person is a person who is obedient to the master. Have a Jesus-filled day.